Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Will Carroll is a leading injury expert in the country and author of the Under the Knife column. If you haven't gotten the Under the Knife column, one of the great things when you sign up for it at underthenife.substack.com or just Google Under the Knife is UTK, the emails here that we get with the updates, UTK Under the Knife. And Will Carroll joins us this morning, as he does always, on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hey, Will.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good. But I don't know, Will. We're a little miffed yesterday. Max Fried had a little bit of an ankle injury. With the week before the playoffs, is there any concern with this?
Certainly you would rather he not have it, but it was a simple ankle sprain. He rolled it over. Everybody can see that. It's why you practice all those PFTs during spring training, why you try to do it during the season at least some, because there are these awkward plays. We've seen other players injure themselves this season on similar plays. It's just an awkward play. You go to grab the ball, you try to do it quick, and rolling it over or falling down is often going to happen. I'm not too worried about this. They can set things up. But it's a thin but talented rotation. So the last thing you want is to have him going in there with a little bit of a question mark. Ankle sprains tend to heal up pretty cleanly. So, again, I'm not too worried about this.
Well, that's good news. I mean, because it's the last thing the Braves could use. Yeah. You know, we were discussing, you know, who the team MVP was this year, Will, and it's been one of the discussions we've had. It's a Twitter poll that we have this morning at 9:09 the game on Twitter. Not the league MVP. That'll come down to Marcell Ozuna, yeah. Freddie Freeman. But I think Max Fried is your team MVP, and one of the things I think about is you think about the guy you can least afford to lose right now, Max Fried.
Yeah, exactly. You need those, at least that one ace that can go in there and dominate a team and take care of things on their own. And I'm not sure Max is quite to that stage. But funny story, I was actually at a wedding with him and his high school teammate, Lucas Giolito, a couple of years ago, and I had never met either of them before, and we're sitting there having a drink, and I said, which one of you is going to be the best pitchers? And exactly at the exact same time, they both said, me, and I think they're right.
We're talking with our Under the Knife injury expert. Will, we have a litany. We have nine starters of the Atlanta Falcons that did not practice yesterday. 9-9-9, number 9. I don't know where we could begin. We could begin, I guess, with Tack McKinley and his groin injury.
Yeah, you know, this one's not a severe groin injury. Quinn has been downplaying this, and I think he's right. This is one that was kind of grabbing at him in-game, and the last thing you want to do is make it worse. It's a rotation there on the line, so I'm not terribly worried about the effect on the team. I do think McKinley's going to give it a go, so I definitely watch to see if he's out there at practice, not today, but tomorrow. I think that's going to be the biggest key for us. You know, he's a quick guy. He's kind of one of those lockdown middle tackle guys, so he does have to have lateral motion. He does have to be able to stay stable. So questionable is a very good tag for him.
Caleb McGarry, MCL sprain, supposed to be a minor one. How long will you think he'll be out?
Yeah, he's not going to be back this week because there was still swelling in it, according to my sources. You know, the MCL is on the inside of the knee and is what keeps it from collapsing inward. And you have to have that to have good lateral motion, have good stability. A week is going to be really tough. We've seen a lot more MCL injuries this year. ACL injuries are up, and MCLs are way up. PCLs are up, and that's two. So I do think McGarry's going to be back quickly. I don't think it'll be this week.
Talking with our injury expert, Will Carroll, kind of going down the list. Rico Allen has an elbow injury. Now, it seems to me that, you know, when you play the position that he plays, given his importance as the kind of quarterback of the defense, that, you know, whatever that elbow injury is, unless it's, you know, debilitating, just shoot the thing up and go.
Yeah, you know, shooting things up is kind of dangerous, as we saw this week.
Well, it ain't near a lung, okay? I mean, his elbow ain't going to, you know, cause him to not be able to breathe.
True. Let's certainly hope. But yeah, you're right. They'll brace this thing. It's a hyperextension. And we have seen a number of these. Saquon Barkley on the play before he blew out his ACL hyperextended his elbow. And I wonder whether he was, when he was twisting and trying to get away, was he trying not to fall on that elbow? Did it hurt him? And did that lead to his elbow injury or knee injury? It's simple hyperextension. They'll brace him up. You know, it's not going to keep him from catching. It's not going to keep him from tackling. So I do think he's going to play.
Talking with our injury expert, a couple more on the Falcons. Soft tissue injuries you know, for two more of these guys. Foye Aluken and Julio Jones. Boy, Julio looked like he was hobbling through dealing with that hamstring. We think Foye has a hamstring. Those hamstrings can be nagging and problematic if you don't give them proper rest, correct?
Exactly. And it surprised me that the Falcons had Jones looking that bad. Normally, the guy's going to be non-functional if you have other options, as they do. This would be the perfect situation for him to rest. And the Falcons medical staff just doesn't miss on that. So I think he had some sort of setback either in-game or even before the game. There's some indication that he just wasn't feeling good. It's tough to pull a guy that talented out. But they're going to have to figure out whether or not this is going to be something that lingers, if they're going to have to hold him out a week, whether it's this week or next down the line. We'll have to see. With him, he's going to play. That hamstring is problematic. He's so valuable on special teams that you almost have to worry about that more than you do his play at linebacker.
Tyrod Taylor, punctured lung.
Yeah.
How long does it take to heal from something like that?
For Taylor, he might have the rest of the season, because Justin Herbert came in and may have taken his job with that. You know, Taylor seems to be set up to fail every year. It's kind of a running joke, but it comes back pretty quickly. It's a terrible feeling. It's painful. I've never had it from a needle, but it's just awful. You can't breathe. There's no worse feeling than being conscious and just not being able to get air in, even if it's just one. This is a known complication. This has happened before in the NFL. This happens anytime you get a needle near the lungs. It's just kind of brutal to think these guys regularly need these kind of injections to go out and just play. I mean, you said it with Ricardo Allen. He shoot him up and let him go out there. These are human beings, and that's kind of tough to do overall, and these are the kind of dangers that you have. You know, reactions to medicines happen fairly regularly. I've seen players that have had reactions to just Novocaine or lidocaine or whichever cane they're using these days and kind of almost seize up on the table. So it is a difficult thing, but one that's far more widespread than the NFL wants you to know.
We know that, Will Carroll, that there have been some stadiums that have come under scrutiny. The old St. Louis, when the Rams played in St. Louis, they had the Reggie Bush issue where they had the concrete around the stadium and people were hurting themselves, and then around the edges of the field. And Indianapolis has a reputation for having a really bad field. The 49ers go to MetLife Stadium in New York. They complain about the turf. They get a lot of injuries. Guess where they're playing again this week? The NFL's come out and said that they think the turf is fine. Do you think there's an issue there?
Yeah, I think it comes down to results. You know, Indianapolis has that reputation for a good reason. They have the most injuries there. They changed the turf. They changed some of the preparation. But I can remember a couple of years ago, I was at a U2 concert at Lucas Oil, and they didn't take up the turf. They just basically put a piece of plastic down over it, and I took a picture of it. The NFL was like, oh my God, you can't be serious. Please take that down. So it's one of those situations where it comes down to the preparation more. I was talking to people that saw the new stadium in Las Vegas, and I was saying, what's it like on the inside? And they were like, it's pretty good. Everybody hated the turf. It's natural grass, and they're kind of bringing it in on trays, and they're saying it just didn't feel natural. The grass was real, but it just it was kind of like fake hair or something, that it was too firm. One of the things the NFL does do is test the surface, whatever it is, whether it's natural, whether it's artificial, for hardness. Because remember, we see that substrate puff up. A lot of it comes down to how that is prepared more than the turf itself. Is it hard enough? Is there enough bounce? But they test that basically like they test golf greens. I forget what the little tool is, but they make sure it's not too hard, it's not too soft, which can be just as bad. So new turf, like what they have at MetLife, can be a problem as they kind of learn how to make it, sort of the Goldilocks turf.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to see if there are any more injuries to, Saquon Barkley probably could speak to it more than anybody else. I mean,
yeah.
Maybe there is something to it. Hey,
yeah,
well,
definitely the worry.
Where can the fans find you?
Underthenice.substack.com or injury expert on Twitter. And boy, has it been busy there.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.